plate.
Since our Father hath clothed himself upon the earth, and hath sent the New Jerusalem down, and we have entered into it by faith, it is time now for us to begin to understand where we are and what working of the Holy Ghost is going on. Many places in the scripture we find this, but in Galatians, the 4th chapter, verse 26, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Inside of the city, the New Jerusalem, we come under the mother type. The brooding work of the Holy Ghost. Up until now, the wife of our Father, the Holy Ghost, in the order of God, has stayed hidden. She has been called everything. Called the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of circumcision, the Spirit of life, and all of this, like every good mother should do in the order of God. They should always, instead of exalting themselves between the father and between let their self be the pattern for the children, they should always point to the father and them as one together. Oh, anything else is the order of Satan. Oh, and it will destroy any family that follows after that order. But the Holy Ghost, being called many things, being called it, being called he, because the Holy Ghost bore the image of the Father, bore the image of the Son, but now it's time to reveal the mother brooding of the Holy Ghost. Our Father, being clothed upon the earth in the New Jerusalem down, we have entered into it, and now the wife of our Father, the Holy Ghost, the mother of us all, takes on, her working. Let's all lift our hand, Lord Jesus. Father, I accept the mother work of the Holy Ghost. I just feel it brood right down over you. Inside of the New Jerusalem, under the mother working of the Holy Ghost, the finishing touches will be put on our ministry. Oh, yes, Lord. No more will she have to travail and bring forth a son, because the son has already been travailed and brought forth, which is Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the prophecy, how did thou bring forth, O Zion? Thy travail not, yet thy came forth in one day. The begotten son has already been travailed and brought forth, and she merely puts the finishing touches upon you. Fulfilling another scripture, speaking through the mouth of David, that said, how thou return, O Jerusalem, to the womb of the morning. Thou hast come back in now to be brought forth as a son, to be brought forth conformed to the image of Christ, in under the mother working of the Holy Spirit. Now, many things is beginning to take place in the earth because of this mother type working of the Holy Spirit. We see this revealed many places in the scripture, but we hear Jesus speaking about it. Even though he didn't call the Holy Ghost the mother, because it was not time. But he said, listen, he said, you can say words against me. He said, you can say words against the Father. You can blaspheme. But said, don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Now, he was talking about the mother type ministry of the Holy Ghost. He said, now when the Holy Ghost is come, the Holy Ghost is given to bring forth the church. And this is what the mother type ministry did right there in far and here the other night, fulfilling the duty of the mother or the wife of the father, swept off a place, for the church to be built. And we find this, we find that now this is a time to walk circumspectly and begin to move. This is why you'll see me having you walk real quietly. You'll understand now why I've been so particular with you, why I've demanded so much of you, because I'm a minister of the mother. Yes, Lord. I've been sent forth to bring you under the mother. And that's the reason why I made you walk circumspectly every step of the way, not letting you get away with one thing, because I knew one day you had to come into the New Jerusalem under the mother type ministry of the Holy Ghost, and there you must have everything peeled off of you. And being in knowledge of this, moving in obedience to the Father, I set my will to peel you and have you ready before you got under that mother type ministry. Oh. Now you also understand why that all during the years that everyone that touched me or made any advances toward me or tried to see me, I was poison to them, because I'm a minister of the mother. Oh, to bring you forth into the kingdom of God. Oh, now you understand why that just a look and the people go down in defeat and paralysis and so on and so forth, because you can't mess with a mother. You can talk about the Father, you can talk about the Son, but don't mess with a minister that's bringing forth a group for the mother. Don't even think things bad in your heart, because you're in trouble the very moment you do. Don't even act like you want to do anything. Don't even act like you want to deceive them. Don't even act like, don't even look like you want to, because you're in trouble right then. Now you understand why. You understand why so many of you have gotten in trouble over the years by just simply doing things to deceive me or try to get by with things. Now, don't you? You understand why your life became a shambles the very moment you got wisdom from me and then went out and disobeyed it, don't you? All right, now, the minister of the mother. Ananias and Sapphira tried to do this. They tried to deceive the mother work of the Holy Ghost when they told Peter a little bitty white lie, a harmless white lie. Said, why? We didn't hold back anything. They held back a little bit of something. We didn't hold back anything. Peter said, thou hast lied to the mother. To the Holy Ghost. Now, many things painted in the scriptures, written on the wind. By the way, the wind of the Holy Ghost is the mother type ministry of the Holy Ghost, revealing himself as the wind of the heavens to call forth the people from the four corners of the earth. Painted in the scriptures, all in the scriptures, is the workings of the Holy Ghost once they get a group started, the mother of Jerusalem. In the life of Abraham, the type of the Father God, Sarah being his wife, was willing to put up with any type children when she found out she couldn't have any children. She was ready to give a handmaid to him, and she did, and had children for Abraham, anything to get him children, because that's the work, Sarah being a type of the Holy Ghost. But the very moment that Isaac was conceived in her womb and born, she began to do just exactly what the Holy Ghost is supposed to do, begin to cast out all the other children and begin to bring forth the children of promise. So you see this happening in the world today. Over the past years, the Holy Ghost been willing to take any kind of church or any kind of thing to brood and bring forth children for God. But now, when the New Jerusalem has sat down and the group has come in under the brooding of the Holy Ghost, the mother type ministry, all the others are cast out, and they go out into the desert there to either suffer and to be brought back in as children of God, or to die there in the desert. In the mother type ministry of the Holy Ghost, there is revealed the jealousy of God. Jealousy towards all other of the children except the true children, the obedient children, the children of the promise. In the mother type ministry of the Holy Ghost, the one that maketh intercession and knoweth the mind of God, God revealing himself as judgments against those that have been his enemies over the past year, he reveals himself as sort of forgotten about it till the Holy Ghost, the mother, begins to stir his memory up about it. But don't think for one minute the mother of Jerusalem, which is shedding over us now, has forgotten one iota of the false church that took her kingdom away from her and slaughtered all of her people, because she has fire in her eyes, and that vengeance is beginning to fall. The Sodom and Gomorrah is now waiting for the burning. all of those that do not come in now, the slash of the mighty Holy Ghost, the mother of God, oh, the mother of us, the wife of God, is getting ready to strike. Also, we need to understand this, that our Father, working through the mother-type minister, created all the angels. He spoke them into existence by the Holy Ghost. They being servants of His through the mother, guided by the Holy Ghost. And they go forth protecting God's people, wooing over them, seeing after them, those that are sent out from the brooding pen of the New Jerusalem. They go forth protecting, but they also go forth in vengeance and fire upon all of those that come against them. Oh, Paul, being a minister of the mother, working of the Holy Ghost, everywhere he went and everything that come against him, he struck. Yet not he, but the Holy Ghost as the mother protecting her children. Bar Jesus came to try to block the way of bringing in one of her children into the fold, and the Holy Ghost struck him blind right there. We are living now in the time of the mother work of the Holy Ghost. She has stayed hidden up till now, has been called everything, and that's all right with her. Oh, and that's all right with the Father, because that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. Until it's time for the revealing of the mother type work of the Holy Ghost, they're supposed to point to the Father and Son, and they will still point to the Father and Son, but you'll have a consciousness now that the mother is brooding over you, hovering over you, and protecting you, and now you are the children of the promise, you that have entered in. Oh. You that were here this morning, you heard the wooing and the calling of the workings of the Mother Holy Ghost calling you unto your ministry. Some of you almost yielded to that ministry. Some of you almost yielded, but you got to where there was just a little bit of doubt and a little bit of fear in there, so you didn't come. But now, being children of understanding, we'll move in that same working again, and we'll let God do what He will in your life. All right? Keep your eyes about half closed and keep moving in the Spirit, Jesus. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Keep your eyes about half open. Keep your eyes about half open, looking at me. Ooh. sha-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, ha-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Oh, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la. be seated, would you please, Jesse? Brother Buddy, Brother Daniel. Bob said, fulfilling the commandment of the Lord, established through Elijah and Elisha, confirmed through Jesus Christ, that no man can come unto me except the Spirit of the Father draw him. You that just followed and came up, you just drew yourself in to the first church of Jesus Christ in earth. And being very plain about it, the Lord showed me to draw this morning, to start drawing, not to say a word, but to start drawing, and if no one came, then I would put the two on me and wear those. And tonight, if no one came, then I'd put three on me and wear them. But tonight, also the Lord showed me the first one to come. I'm not going to name your minister tonight. I'm not going to do anything in prophecy. But the first one to draw, we're going to all move into it. We're all going to begin to use our mantle and everything. But we're going to move into the thing in the order that God has given it to us, okay? Lord Jesus. You see, the first one that the Lord does the work on is the one that overcomes their fear of me, their fear of God. Just like Elisha, he said, I don't care if God kills me or if Elisha strikes me dead, I'm going to come. When you get to that point, then the Lord can begin to pull you into his goodness. Going up there, Brother Bob. Brother Tim, going up there. On the other side. You didn't think I saw you, but I saw you. Lord Jesus. Right there before me. Clothed upon with the Father. Seated in the throne. As ambassador to your throne, O Father. I present to you. This minister in Christ. This field of glory come down on me. Shelarai, Shelarai, instead of baptizing you in water, Jesus said, in the heavenly order, you get baptized in the Holy Ghost. John indeed baptized you with water, but I shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, the order for the new creation. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. Oh.
accept.
Baptized
into your life.
Into your life.
Oh, Mother of the Holy Ghost. And just turn around and put you right in. Shela, Shela, na, la, la, la.
Shela randa la 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 oh.
bari la 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 oh, she la la ra, oh la la oh, rian, oh le la.
Ah.
Father, in obedience to your command. Lord Jesus, you being in the Father, we being in you, I present him now to be baptized into your life. Ooh. 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 He being in you and you being in the Father, now I'm baptized into you, one with you by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, in obedience to your command, through you, Lord Jesus, for the new creation, I now present him as being in you and you being in the Father, Lord Jesus. Ooh. Now, in obedience to you, I baptize him. The Holy Ghost baptize him into you and make him one with you.
ba 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 ri an da la la ba she la 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 la. Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, you being in the Father, and he being in you, and you in him, I now bring him and present him and baptize him in by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh. That day we shall know that you're in the Father and I in you. I bring you, this one in you, to be baptized into you and made one by the Holy Ghost in a new creation, Lord Jesus. Baptize him into you and the Father. Make him one with you and the Father and the Holy Ghost. la 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 la. At that day, we shall know that you're in the Father. She's in you, and you in her. So I bring you here. You saying in Christ, there's neither male nor female. Going now in obedience to you, baptize her by the Holy Ghost, making you one with you and the Father in a new creation. Oh. Lord Jesus, said in that day.